Toni Williams grew up in foster care. She spent almost her whole life in the system, from the time she was a baby until a year ago, when the state says kids become too old for the system, at age 20. She just graduated from high school and is going to community college in the fall, where she's going to study to be a child care provider and maybe work with the foster system.
The reason why is because I know how it feels, you know, to not have your family. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually a good feeling to know that there's someone out here that's willing to, you know, take a place for being a mother or a father.
Williams knows somebody needs to step up and be there for kids who need love and guidance. The state, for too long, was not stepping up. So when the state got sued, the court said it has to do much more to keep kids safe from abuse and neglect in foster care. For example, it will have to move kids out of the system faster and try to get kids a permanent placement, like an adoption or something close to it, within a year. That might keep kids from having to go through what Williams did. She lived with 5 different families before she was 7.
Then I started staying with my auntie, which is on my father's side of the family. I stayed with her from 7 to 15. I got placed out of there to another foster home. I stayed there for a
Williams
month
was bounced around so much, this radio piece would be almost over by the time she finishes telling us all the different places she lived growing up. But Williams only found a place she feels safe and comfortable last year. She started staying at Ruth Ellis' house, and that's where she is now. It's a caring place for homeless, gay, and transgendered youth, with a friendly and super competent staff. Experts agree that moving a lot and not having a place that feels like home is traumatic for kids. They're changing schools, living with strangers, and some of those people are not good substitute parents. So has the court stepping in changed things for these kids in the system? Maura Corrigan is the director of the state's Department of Human Services. She says the state is making improvements.
Our house is getting to be in order.
The state has done a lot under the settlement. It's made lots of new rules, hired hundreds more caseworkers, given them more training, and licensed more foster care placements. And more changes are coming. Corrigan says the state's child welfare system is like a house, a nice house.
It is a house that's vibrant. It is a house where children are welcome.
But there are others, advocates like Frank Vandervoort, who would not compare the child welfare system to a nice house. Vandervoort thinks this case isn't going to make the system much better either. He would like to see an overhaul in how the state approaches families in crisis.
In child welfare, it's as if you walked into the emergency room, they put a cast on your leg, and then did x-rays and figured out it was in fact your arm that was broken. And we do that in child welfare as a matter of practice in this state.
What Vandervoort means is that the state doesn't really address what gets a family to the breaking point. The state just decides whether kids can stay with their families or if they need to be removed. He wants to see the state do more to help keep kids out of the system in the first place. He thinks if the state offered mental health care, domestic violence prevention, maybe even just child care to families when they were close to the breaking point, that this would help. There is a law on the state books that says this is how child welfare cases should be handled, but nobody's paying attention to it.
Since 722.629, it's been in the statute for at least 23 years, because I've been practicing law now almost 23 years, and it's been here ever since I can recall.
It doesn't look like the state is going to change its approach to child welfare. The case against the state is just designed to make the kids in the current system safer. 2 years in, the rates of abuse in foster care remain higher than the court would like. And the bulk of the work on changes like moving kids out of the system faster is still to come. So the court will be monitoring the state for at least 2 more years. For Michigan Radio, I'm Sarah Alvarez.